The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Okay, this is Rob Cormack Winterbird II, sending in for Joan Stapmiller. And I am bringing you some shocking news backed up by patents. CDC has patents. WHO has patents. NIH has patents. How can you regulate something that you have a patent on? And tell the truth. We've got some more of the clips here. Let's go ahead with the next clip. Let's see, that was... what's the next one here? 260. Yeah, let's try 260 next.
But the alleged outbreak that took place in China in 2002 going into 2003 gave rise to a very problematic April 2003 filing by the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And this topic is of critical importance to get the nuance very precise. Because in addition to filing the entire gene sequence on what became SARS coronavirus, which is actually a violation of 35 U.S. Code Section 101, you cannot patent a naturally occurring substance. The 35 U.S. Code Section 101 violation was patent number 7220852. Now, that patent also had a series of derivative patents associated with it. These are patent applications that were broken apart because they were of multiple patentable subject matter. But these include U.S. Patent 4659-2703P, which is actually a very interesting designation, U.S. Patent 776521, that is 7776521. These patents not only covered the gene sequence of SARS coronavirus, but also covered the means of detecting it using RT-PCR. Now, the reason why that's a problem is if you actually both own the patent on the gene itself and you own the patent on its detection, you have a cunning advantage to being able to control 100% of the provenance of not only the virus itself, but also its detection, meaning you have entire scientific and message control. And this patent sought by the CDC was allegedly justified by their public relations team as being sought so that everyone would be free to be able to research coronavirus. The only problem with that statement is it's a lie. Huh. And the reason why it's a lie is because the patent office not once but twice rejected the patent on the gene sequence as unpatentable because the gene sequence was already in the public domain. In other words, prior to CDC's filing for a patent, the patent office found 99.9% identity with the already existing coronavirus recorded in the public domain. And over the rejection of the patent examiner, and after having to pay an appeal fine in 2006 and 2007, the CDC overrode the patent office's rejection of their patent, and ultimately in 2007 got the patent on SARS coronavirus. Wow. So every public statement that CDC has made that said that this was in the public interest is falsifiable by their own paid bribe to the patent office. This is not something that's subtle, and to make matters worse, they paid an additional fee to keep their application private. Last time I checked, if you're trying to make information available for the public research, you would not pay a fee to keep the information private.
Does that sound a little suspicious, you think? CDC, oh, we didn't know anything about any of this, right? And they got patents on it. And they had to go walk around the patent office to get it. Let's go into 261.
It has been done saying... So the disingenuous fact-checking that has been done saying that somehow or another CDC has nothing to do with this particular patent or this particular pathogen is beyond both the literal credibility of the published sequences, and it's also beyond credulity when it comes to the ICTV taxonomy, because it very clearly states that this is in fact a subclade of the clade called SARS coronavirus. Now, what's important is on the 28th of April, and listen to the date very carefully because this date is problematic. 3 days after CDC filed the patent on the SARS coronavirus in 2003, 3 days later, Sequoia Pharmaceuticals, a company that was set up in Maryland, Sequoia Pharmaceuticals on the 28th of April, 2003, filed a patent on antiviral agents for treatment and control of infections by coronavirus. CDC filed 3 days earlier, and then the treatment was available 3 days later. Now, just hold that thought for a second.
Who is Sequoia Pharmaceuticals?
Well, there you go. That's a good question, because Sequoia Pharmaceuticals and ultimately Ablynx Pharmaceuticals became rolled into the proprietary holdings of Pfizer, Crucell, and Johnson & Johnson.
Wow.
So ask yourself a simple question. How would one have a patent on a treatment for a thing that had been invented 3 days earlier?
Is that a pretty good clip? You think you might be in bed. Let's say we got a patent, a brand new thing we made up, and 3 days later, we got a way to detect it and patent that. Now, I really want to believe that CDC is where I want to go to find out what's going on in the world, because there is honesty that is right up there with Satan. A lie and a lie and a lie, and they have patents to make money. And that's a fact. Let's go to the next clip. We may not, let's see, is it 261? Yeah. Okay.
David, I'm sorry you have kept you waiting. It's my fault. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you as well.
So, I think it's best if you introduce yourself. I know you're the chairman of MCAM, International Innovation Risk Management, but that doesn't tell a whole lot of people what you're really doing.
Yeah, well, from a corporate standpoint, we have, since 1998, been the world's largest underwriter of intangible assets used in finance in 168 countries. So in the majority of the countries around the world, our underwriting systems, which include the entire corpus of all patents, patent applications, federal grants, procurement records, e-government records, etc., we have the ability to not only track what is happening and who is involved in what's happening, but we monitor a series of thematic interests for a variety of organizations and individuals, as well as for our own commercial use, because, as you probably know, we maintain three global equity indices, which are the top performing large cap and mid cap equity indexes worldwide. So our business is to monitor the innovation that's happening around the world, and specifically to monitor the economics of that innovation, the degree to which financial interests are being served, you know, corporate interests are being dislocated, et cetera. So our business is the business of innovation, and it's finance.
Also seine Firma, er ist der Vorstand von MCAM International, und er, um es ganz kurz zusammenzufassen, überwacht mit oder beobachtet, besser gesagt, mit dieser Firma die Innovationen, die weltweit passieren. Dazu gehören, und zwar in den und zwar so, wie sie sich ausdrücken, in den sogenannten Intangible Assets. Also das sind die, das sind zum Beispiel Patente. Patente spielen hier eine ganz große Rolle. Und er betreibt mit seiner Firma beobachtet mit seiner Firma auch die Equity Indizes, um da zu sehen, wie reagiert die Finanzindustrie auf solche Innovationen. Okay, I got that.
Yeah. So obviously, from the standpoint of this presentation, as you know, we have reviewed the over 4,000 patents. Understand what happened. But as you know, up until now, filings. Written by none other than Ralph Baric, was not only poised for human emergence, but it was patented for commercial exploitation 73 times.
Ralph Baric, I think I saw a video clip with him giving a speech in which he explicitly told the audience that you can make a lot of money with this.
Yes, you can. And he has made a lot of money doing this.
Oh.
So for those who want to live in the illusion that somehow or another that's the end of the story, be prepared for a greater disappointment, because somebody knew something in 2015 and 2016 which gave rise to my favorite quote of this entire pandemic. And by that, I'm not being cute. My favorite quote of this pandemic was a statement made in 2015 by Peter Daszak. Mm-hmm. The statement that was made by Peter Daszak in 2015, reported in the National Academies of Press publication February 12th, 2016, and I'm quoting, "We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process," end quote.
It's quite shocking, because
Let me just read that again, just because I don't know if I might get lost in translation. So let me just go ahead and read it slowly.
Yeah.
And as Americans love to do when speaking to a multilingual audience, maybe I should say it louder. We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. End quote.
That's really, Peter Doshi, wasn't he the one who...
No, Peter Daszak.
Oh, Daszak.
Peter Daszak, the head of EcoHealth Alliance.
Okay. Peter Doshi is a good guy.
Yeah, I was just...
Peter Daszak, the person who was independently corroborating the Chinese non-lab leak, non-theory, because there wasn't a lab leak. This was an intentional bioweaponization of spike to inject into people to get them addicted to a pan coronavirus vaccine. This has nothing to do with a pathogen that was released, and every study that's ever been launched to try to verify a lab leak is a red herring.
And there's really nothing that is new in this.
Nothing. Zero. 73 patents on everything clinically novel. 73 all issued before 2019. And I'm going to give you the biggest bombshell of all to prove that this was actually not a release of anything, because patent 7279327, the patent on the recombinant nature of that lung-targeting coronavirus, was transferred mysteriously from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to the National Institutes of Health in 2018. Now, here's the problem with that. Under the Bayh-Dole Act, the U.S. government already has what's called a march-in right provision. That means if the U.S. government has paid for research, they are entitled to benefit from that research at their demand or at their whim. So explain why, in 2017 and 2018, suddenly the National Institutes of Health have to take ownership of the patent that they already had rights to, held by the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And how did they need to file a certificate of correction to make sure that it was legally enforceable? Because there was a typographical error in the grant reference in the first filing. So they needed to make sure that not only did they get it right, but they needed to make sure every typographical error that was contained in the patent was correct. On the single patent required to develop the Vaccine Research Institute's mandate, which was shared between the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill in November of 2019 and Moderna in November of 2019, when UNC Chapel Hill, NIAID, and Moderna began the sequencing of a spike protein vaccine a month before an outbreak ever happened.
Okay, can you believe that? Before the outbreak, they already started working on the vaccine. Isn't that really neat how these people can look into the future? And then lie and lie and lie and lie, and it's strictly a bioweapon. If we have time, we'll go to the next one. If we don't, we'll skip, because the last one is Occam's razor. We'll go to a break and then we'll come back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, well, we're back in the last clip. By the way, this interview was done July 12, 2021, so it's not very old, 4 days old. Go ahead, last clip.
So for us, it wasn't hard to figure out that this was not a public health crisis. This was an opportunistic marketing campaign to address a stated objective, and that's why this is Occam's razor. It's the easiest thing to describe. Because they're the ones that said it. And the Occam's razor reality is they said they needed to get the public to accept a pan-coronavirus vaccine countermeasure. And they needed the media to create the hype and investors would follow where they see profit. You do not have anything else you need to rely on to explain the events of the last 20 months. Than the actual statement of the actual perpetrator. And I don't do the navel-gazing exercise of going in to try to understand whether there were mommy issues behind a bank robber. If they're holding a bag of money outside of a bank, I actually make the crazy assumption that maybe they're a bank robber. Similarly, if I have somebody who says we need to use the media to hype a medical countermeasure, which is in fact the injection of a synthetic recombinant chimeric protein developed off of a computer simulation, if I'm actually going to listen to the motivation for why that might be being done, I will listen to the person doing the manipulation who says investors will follow where they see profit. I don't need more explanation.
Well, what do you think? You want to run out and get this stuff and put it into your, get a shot? It has nothing to do with preventing this man-made lung targeted virus for money. Gets their stuff backed up when they print it and put it into the patents. I would say it's probably believable. Do you think? And then you look at all of the people that are dying and these people having miscarriages, and I forget how many thousand, because I have to go back and look at the number that was on that page before. It's not working now, that have had permanent problems. You see all these people that looks like they got palsy or something. They're walking around, they can't talk, they got headaches and all that. And you want to talk me and that I got to get this to get on an airplane or go to work? I don't think so. And everybody's hyping it. This is the part that is puzzling. How do you get this many people doing something that doesn't do anything except give you the realization you are going to die, you're going to have major problems, physical problems down the road? It doesn't do a thing to stop it. Didn't do a thing about the numbers going down. That was pure herd immunity and stuff. And then they're coming up also. We've got all these deviants. I don't remember if I got that in this clip because I was running out of time here to try to find all the things out of the hour and 20 minutes. This, all this deviant, it's a bunch of nonsense. They got 72 patents. It's covered. So you can go in and, oh, let's go into patent number 70 or 65. Oh, that is new. Right, I have never seen anything like this in my 79 years. Hyping something that doesn't do anything. And it's for strictly is a bioweapon. It's proven. They admit it's a bioweapon. Can you believe that? And it's not novel for over two decades. I mean, oh, but it's a novel thing, and it come from the bats, and it come from here, and it come from there. And are we so stupid when China gets around and says, oh, by the way, y'all can't move around Wuhan, but you can get on an airplane and go all around the world spreading it, saying, hey, here I come with a Chinese virus. Hoo-ha! But we're not responsible. Are we stupid? I think so. But nobody really wants to come out and say the real fact. This clip, if you search on Dr. David Martin, it was done on, you can email me. It's a manufactured illusion. And put in Dr. David Martin. There's a video, an hour and 20 minutes. A manufactured illusion, Dr. David Martin, or email me at IRS. At AlaskaMinuteman.com, and I'll put that in. I am also, if you have Skype, I'm trying to get somebody to pay for it. It costs about $250 to get a transcription of this, because I want this transcribed. I have a copy on my own computer that I used. I made a copy because I got Camtasia. Back on the phone.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it away.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here, and this is Ralph Winterbrod, filling in for John Stattmiller, and we just listened to Dr. Martin, David Martin, the biggest company that monitors all these bioweapons and all these patents in the whole world. There's nothing novel about it. They knew ahead of time what they were doing. They deliberately did it. It's engineered to be a bioweapon. Those are facts, and they put it in the public record and the patents. Andrea in Oklahoma, question, comment?
Yes. Okay. There's evidence, and there's a long string of evidence. So, all my family, which I begged them not to get the shot, went and got it. So, and a lot of them are, my family are teachers. So they're in the with little children, and one of my family members is also pregnant, and she got both shots, and so far she's doing pretty good. But this is like they have a gun and they've shot all these people, and they're just waiting for the bullet to kill them.
That's right. There has
to be something where the government is going to stop this, even though people are making money, the CDC is making money, they all have the patents. Well, there's a lot of gun makers that have patents on their guns. Of course, their guns aren't killing anybody until somebody puts a bullet in it and puts it in someone's face and pulls the trigger. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that gun and that bullet is going to kill you right away. You might carry that bullet if you don't get to a doctor or do anything. There has to be some way, because when these people start dying off, my heart is breaking, and I don't know, I'm like, I keep hearing everybody say, why aren't people doing anything? Why aren't people? It's like, what is expected to do? I mean, one person can't go out and do anything.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Since I got this, I want to get this video out, okay? I want to put that out. I did the clips. But I want to get a transcription, and I want it so that people can send the transcription with the link to their politicians and show up at meetings and just raise holy H-E-double-L, because this fake government is out killing us, and the top virologist, the Chinese gal that said it was a bioweapon that was on Tucker Carlson on Fox Nation, she said it's affecting the mind. We don't know where this stuff comes out, and it's affecting. There is no remedy for any of it. You get it, and you don't know how. It's like you say. It's like playing Russian roulette. Well, I say I'm here for a week. I'm here for a month. I'm here for 6 months. I'm here for a year, and all of a sudden something happens, and I'm gone. That'll be just
it's
like the
people that. There's been people that get the shot, and it might be a week later, and they just drop dead. But
there is,
there
but
has to be. We've got to be able to get them now as soon as we can, because they cannot be forcing all these babies, all these children, everybody, and they want to do more. That's like, oh, it's not killing them fast enough. We got to give them more of this stuff.
There is no danger of dying. But we got ivermectin. We got doxycycline. We got hydroxychloroquine. We got nebulizers. This other guy that I interviewed, he said 85% of these people, they test positive. We send them home and don't do anything. We try to wait and see if they need a respirator. Then we send them back to the hospital knowing they're going to die. He says, when you detect something, you don't send people home. You give them something to stop it. And we haven't, and they've stopped it all. They've made hydroxychloroquine that's absolutely safe. They say it's good for malaria for 40 damn years on the CDC. You go on one side and it's the safest thing for malaria. You go over there for hydroxychloroquine for COVID. Oh my gosh, that stuff is really bad. They're lying.
Well,
they're liars.
They're lying. They want to kill the society. They want to kill 80 to 90% of the society. And as strange as that sounds, and nobody believes it, they were reporting this back in Oklahoma that this was going to happen back in 1993.
I know.
Hello?
But you can't cure stupid and you can't cure ignorant. You give them the information and you hope you can wake them up. But I don't know what it is. DV Kid put a thing out on Newsweek Views, how they use sort of a hypnosis type thing. It's a some way the people, the way they talk and they move their hands and stuff, they perfected a way to get people to become actually stupid.
But all this is also the media's fault, because it's all the lies. And a lot of these people have TVs and all throughout their house. They believe whatever the TV says. They believe the hype. They bought the Kool-Aid, and it's no matter what you try and do, at least, and one of them's my son. And
something I learned when I took on the Chickaloon Nation, trying to help those people up there with the deadbeat dads that weren't really, that were just trying to work and weren't druggers and all that. The thing that I learned, you cannot save those that don't want to be saved. And how they get in that position, it totally puzzles me. I got an ex-wife, great gal, really smart. But she don't want it. She took this stuff, and she's got some type of cancer. I said, Kim, you just signed your death warrant. Well, I didn't want to give it to my children, and all. I said, it's a lie, Kim, and you just can't get through to her. And she's smart. She's a businesswoman, but I don't know.
The focus goes not on them anymore. It goes on the people that are lying to the public. They're guilty. They know what it is, and they're killers.
They are
killing off our people, and we need to do something about them.
Well, I'm trying. I mean, I'm filing court cases. I got a show. I got information, an IRS list to show we don't have any constitutional courts. There's no. We have a complete coup d'etat in this country, and I can prove it. I can prove it. How's that for a shocker?
God bless your soul, and thank you for all that you're doing.
Well, I ain't ever going to give up. I lost a $2 million business because they pulled the same stunt with the Gulf War Gulf War Syndrome, and they didn't give our troops doxycycline. And that stuff came out, and the only reason why we found out about it, Joyce Riley did, is because they infected a daughter of a guy that was a microbiologist guy that had the wherewithal, and he went in and said, our government's doing this. They're testing on our own military, and only France walked away. They gave their troops doxycycline, which is a super cheap antibiotic, and they had no cases. France, only France walked away. And what's even crazier, when I flew Joyce up here, we rented the UAA hall. I had about, I don't know, 300 people show up, and there was about 20 out of the 60 politicians, and none of them stayed. I flew in a doctor. I flew up the guy that was a Camisea, watched it 10 miles square blow up. He got it, his family, daughters, and all that. And then what was so amazing, Joyce took me over to the Alaska Blood Bank with somebody that was documented with Gulf War Syndrome. And he said, I have Gulf War Syndrome. I want to give blood. And they said, well, we don't have a problem. They were knowingly infecting our blood supply. I seen it. You just can't make the... Joyce says, you're not going to believe this. How do you get that evil?
I don't know what you do, but they're all guilty for lying and lying and lying. And the people have bought it. I hate to say that they have bought whatever. The Kool-Aid has been drunk, and now we just are watching the results. They have to pay for what they've done. I mean, it's like a firing squad. All these people are responsible for what is happening to our loved ones now, and they have to pay. I mean, they may pay on their deathbed. And they may never be brought to trial, but they will eventually pay.
Well, the
but
thing
it's a shame we can't make them pay sooner, though, unfortunately.
They're doing is committing treason. It was by the turn of the 1800s. Treason is waging war on the laws of the United States with somebody getting damaged, killed, or injured. That's called treason. And we have people at the Biden, Kamala, these people are committing treason of the highest degree. They're waging war against the laws of the United States. People are dying. They're bringing in this drug trade, this fentanyl, this most damning, stupid thing, way more powerful than heroin. But we're getting crazy things. The Democrats are putting the thugs, as though they're some sort of a saint. That Floyd guy, he was a thug. He was dying of fentanyl. The autopsy said he had three times the amount before he got out of this SUV. I can't breathe. How do you get somebody convicted when he's got three times? He's already dying of fentanyl, and he's saying, I can't breathe before the cop ever got there, and the cop is trained to do what he did. And the autopsy said there's no damage to the esophagus, no damage to the neck, and yet he's going to screw up his life and God knows how many other cops.
Well, the thing is, however they played that on television, I don't have a television, they played it to where it affected everybody's heartstring, and they all evidently saw the mercy and the humanity going to the wrong person, unfortunately. But Hollywood has that way of doing things that makes you believe. And it's like the worst thing you can watch is television. Too bad everybody doesn't throw it out of their house. We might see the world change.
Well, we also have a problem in the black race. Because 15% of the population does 50% of the crimes. Candace Owens brings that out. They don't have families. They don't have morals. And we give them these pissy, anti-cheap schools like in Baltimore. Nobody can pass a math or a reading in Baltimore. Nobody.
What the teachers
are they doing in their schools?
That's the teachers. There are very, very brilliant, people. All people can be brilliant. It's all how you teach them. If you never taught anything to any of your animals, they would act just as wild and crazy as everybody else. But if as long as you don't control the children and teach them the right things. Right now, they're teaching them all the things you don't want them to know.
I know.
And it's like parents need to pull their children out of the schools. I know they all have to work. Right now, nobody has money. All the houses here in Oklahoma are going up for sale because nobody can pay the rent or the mortgage. The cars are being repossessed. All their furniture, they're having estate sales everywhere. It's horrible what's happening here and across the country because...
Well, look at the teachers' union. They get paid for not going to school. And then they control what your children teach, and then you can't even find that out. I mean, when I was back, we had PTA meetings, and the parents went. There was no teachers' union telling you that the parents went in there, and you found out what was going on in school, and the parents were in control. Now the teachers' union say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, and we're going to teach your kid about masturbation, and we're going to teach them this crazy nonsense 1619 crap, and on it goes. That's just people got to wake up. Take control. Go down there and get rid of the teachers' unions. Take them off.
It's a mess. It's a mess. I'm with you. I don't know what we're gonna do, but I'm praying all the time.
We're gonna win because the Creator's on our side, and there's a whole bunch of them. It's just like when Moses come down off the mountain. They build a golden calf. Now, what? They had first-hand knowledge, and yet they build a golden calf. Now, what did they think they were going to accomplish with that? I don't know. But you know what the Creator did? He opened up the ground and said, bye!
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you and all you do.
Well, stay in the fight. I wanted to get this information out on John's show, and I'm going to redo it. I've got a couple more excerpts out of this hour and 20 minutes, but I want to get the transcript. So that I can take the actual verbiage, because then that is something that can be emailed around and sent to politicians.
Yes, and you're doing a great job with that. I'll let you go so you can get back to that. Thank you
again.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to find. I think I've got a guy that may put up $250 to get it transcribed. It's an hour and 20 minutes, because I don't have money. All I got is knowledge, and I'm just honoring the hubs of hell, and I don't do forgiveness. There's somebody up above it. You got to talk to him about that. These people are evil. There is no rule of law. If you think there's a rule of law, you got your head shoved somewhere. Our states all have state plans. Our judges are all audited for the amount of money they make off of the children. They're auctioning our children off. They have bounties on adoptions, folks. And I can prove it with their documents. We have slavery, and they don't give a rat's rump about what color or flavor the kids are. They're selling them for money in a state plant. Every state's got it. I got them for every state 2019. Email me, and I'll send it to you. And their CFRs, they have no force and effect of law, but we are being ruled just like in the Matrix. We are being ruled by machines and by things that are not real. I don't know where the people in the Matrix came up with that idea. Maybe they know more than I do back then. I don't know. We don't own our cars. I can prove that. It took me a many years. I spent tens of thousands of dollars trying to figure that out, and I finally got my head out of my tush. Why don't you go to the source? Always go to the source. Our problem is we think we're citizens of the United States. Our birthright is what controls what is going on. Esau sold it. Creator was really pissed at him. Why? If you go in and say, I want to take on the character of the United States, you have no unalienable rights, and you have no political rights. And that's a fact, and I got Supreme Court, they admit it, if you know where to go look, and I got 110 cases say United States of America is a sovereign body politic, which is Congress. They are rubbing our noses, if you get into Pacer and look at these court cases, that we're in charge, and by damn you, shut the heck up and bow down and kiss our tootsies. Genuflect, you slaves. That's us. I can prove it. Nobody seems to want to know. I heard this Dr. Martin stuff, and I was in shock. I mean, I knew Fauci was a piece of garbage. Back in a minute. I think I heard music. I'm not sure. Did I or did I not? Oh, no. No, I heard my cat in the background meowing. Oh, I got a putty cat here that's, I got named them both Romeo. So when I go outside, I say, Romeo, Romeo, where art thou? Because they both like to be held. You got to have a sense of humor with this the stuff that's going on, too. Because I tell you, it's, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And we're in it, folks.
When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here. Another good saying is when a man who is honestly mistaken is confronted with the truth, he will either cease to be mistaken or cease to be honest. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And that's what we have today. These people, I see. Mark Twain said something about he didn't wish anybody did, but there was a lot of obituaries he read with great glee. I hope these politicians are taking not placebos, the real stuff. That might be one good way to get rid of those suckers. And these other people that are, it's a terrible thing to say, but I guess if they're that stupid, you can't save other people. I learned that the hard way. They screwed my life up for quite a few years. That's fine. Put me in jail and took money and out. It's irrelevant. Life is to be difficult down here. We have to fight, no matter what comes our way. We can't give up because we're going to win in the long run. They're going to lose. One way or the other, they're going to lose. And if they end up in hell, not my problem. It's their problem. And I think there's probably a lot of them headed that way. These people are destroying our republic. They're destroying Christianity. See, this is why a citizen of the United States hates Christianity, because a citizen of the United States has no soul. It's a fiction. It's a character. You take on the character of a citizen of the United States. That's what the Supreme Court said. It's like a character of a tenant or a landlord. Tenants and landlords don't have souls. They don't have political rights. The Supreme Court, I got an amazing case in Virginia, lines it all out in plain English. Congress has the political rights because we are giving it to them. Jose, knowledge. My people die for a lack of knowledge. We need to wake up. I deal in facts, and I'll take on any attorney, anybody on any show on the stuff I talk about, because I got stuff to back it up, and I've even put it into the public record in the court. Tell me it ain't so, because it's their stuff. Just like this guy is quoting their patents. It's them telling you what they're doing. They don't get no better than that. They don't get no better than that. They're telling us what they're doing. People, whoa, I'm not going to listen to that. Yeah, right. Mark Twain had another good saying. It's not what you don't know that gets you in trouble. It's what you know for sure that is not so. And I'm going to read one more if I got enough time here, I think. It's Samuel Adams. Let us not contemplate our forefathers and posterity and resolve to maintain the rights bequeathed. No, wait, that's not the right one. There it is. Contemplate the mangled bodies of your countrymen and then ask yourself, what should be the reward of such sacrifices? Right. See you Sunday. God willing. Take care.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, who take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairness, fools, and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.